请我们看提摩太前书
First Timothy
提摩太前书第一章
First Timothy chapter 1
第十八节和十九节
Verses 18 and 19
提摩太前书第一章十八节十九节
First Timothy chapter 1 verses 18 and 19
我儿提摩太啊我愿我照从前指着你的预言将这命令交托你叫你因此可以打那美好的仗长存信心和无愧的良心有人丢弃良心就在真道上如同船破坏了一般
This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected.Concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck.
请我们再看约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书第三章。
Chapter 3, First John.
我们从十八节念起，念到二十二节
Verses 18 to 22
小子们啊我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上重要在行为和诚实上从此就知道我们是说真理的并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳我们的心若责备我们神比我们的心大一切事没有不知道的亲爱的弟兄啊我们的心若不责备我们就可以向神坦然无惧了并且我们一切所求的就从他得着因为我们遵守他的命令行他所喜悦的事
My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments.And do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
请我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，当我们聚集在这里的时候
，Lord, when we gather here this morning,
我们的心俯伏敬拜。
Our heart bow and worship You.
我们知道你爱我们，爱到极处。
We know you love us to the extreme.
我们感谢赞美你拯救了我们。
We thank and praise you for saving us.
我们感谢赞美你因为你要救我们到底。
We also praise you and thank you because you want to save us to the very end.
你要把我们磨成你儿子的形象。
And you will conform us to the image of your son.
为此我们聚集在你的面前
For this we gather before you
我们把我们的心向着你打开
We want to open up our hearts to you
求你用你生命的话来教导教导我们
We pray that you will teach us with the word of life
叫你的话在我们里面能变成生命
That your word will become life in us
把我们变化磨成你的形象
To transform us into the image of your only son
把一切的尊贵荣耀国度权柄全归给你
And we give you all the honor, glory,
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们再有一次机会可以聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to gather before Him.
我昨天已经说过了，我这一次并没有意识向弟兄姊妹讲道。
Yesterday I already explained to brother and sister that I don't have an intention to give you some doctrines today.
因为弟兄姊妹听到也听得够了。
And I'm sure that you have heard a lot of messages already.
我只愿意用这个机会与弟兄姊妹谈谈心。
And I just want to use this opportunity to share from my heart.
我要把我心里面的感觉交通给你亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
I want to share with you the burden that's in my heart.
我向神所祷告的。
My prayer to God is,
就是他的话真正能种在我们心的深处。
That his word will be planted deeply in our hearts.
叫我们能结出生命的果子来，把荣耀归给他。
That we will bear the fruit of life to glorify him.
我们昨天早晨曾这样的说。
Yesterday morning we said this.
圣经说操练身体一处还少。
The Bible said bodily exercise profits a little.
这并不是说因为一处少就不要操练身体了。
Not because it profits only a little, and therefore we do not exercise our body.
他这个话是因为与另外一个操练来比较的。
This statement was only a comparison of another type of exercise.
如果没有其他的操练，
and if there is no other exercise,
假定说只有身体的操练，
assuming there's only the bodily exercise,
那是身体的操练是最重要的。
Now, bodily exercise will be the most important then.
所以你看见今天世界上的人，他们很注意操练身体。
And therefore, you see the people of the world, they pay a lot of attention to exercising their bodies.
我记得我小的时候啊，
I remember when I was young.
在中国啊，
in China,
我还没有看见一清早人在那里跑路啊。
And I never seen people running in the morning.
但是在美国你看见在加拿大很早就看见人在那里跑步了。
But here in Canada or in the States, early in the morning, you see people running.
因为对于世界上人今天的看法，
To the people of this world and what they view as important,
一个健康的身体是非常重要的。
A healthy body is most important.
你要过一个美善的生活就需要一个健美的身体。
If you want a good life, you need a good body.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we praise and thank the Lord.
我们这些蒙主拯救的人，
We as Christians that are saved by the Lord,
我们知道除了我们的身体之外，还有更重要的是需要操练。
We know that other than body exercise, we know there's another part that's more important exercise.
所以与操练金钱来比较。
So if you compare that with exercising godliness,
那操练身体一处还少。
So body exercise profits only a little.
为什么少呢？
Why so few?
因为你这样操练啊。
Because even if you exercise like that,
时间上啊还是有限的。
In terms of time is still limited.
如果你能活到100岁啊，已经是很稀有了。
Even if you can live to 100 years, it's already pretty rare.
但是这个身体总是要过去的。
But this body will pass away one day.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise God.
我们有一个操练。
We have one exercise.
叫做操练敬虔。
It's called godly exercise.
我们昨天已经说过了。
And yesterday we have mentioned this.
这个操练金钱不是关于外表的问题。
This godly exercise is not about what's outside.
这个操练敬虔乃是像神。
Godly exercise is to be like God.
我们要有神的性格在我们的身上显出来。
We need to have the character of God in us to be reflected.
他既然把他的生命赐给了我们。
He has already given us his life.
我们不能再活出我们老旧亚当的生活。
We cannot just manifest the life of this old Adam.
这个与基督徒的见证是相反的。
This is opposite to the testimony of a Christian.
我们既然蒙恩得救了。
Now that we have been saved by grace.
有主的生命在我们里面。
We have the life of Christ in us.
神的旨意。要我们顺着这里面的生命来活出。
It is the will of God that we live according to the life that's in us.
那么要这个生命活出来长大
to,
需要操练。
To allow this life to live it out and to grow, we need exercise.
所以保罗说
And that's why Paul says,
操练敬虔啊益处更多。
Exercising godliness profits everything.
因为有今生和来生的应许。
Because there's promises of this life and the life to come.
在中文的圣经里头啊，因为要把它翻得很顺。
Because in the Chinese translation, we want to translate classically.
所以这个翻译里面实在是漏掉一个非常重要的字。
In this Chinese translation, there is a very important word that's missing.
因为在英文里头告诉我们说
Because in English it says here,
操练敬虔啊，有生命的应许 Promise of life.
Godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life.
因为有生命的应许
Because there is a promise of life.
这个生命的应许啊不单是在今生，还要在来生。
This promise of life is for now and for which is to come.
这个生命的字啊，在原文里头那是 zoe。
是什么
？zoe。
Oh, this the word life is zoe.
我们知道在圣经里头，对于生命有不同的字眼。
We know that the word life, we can use different terms to explain it.
说到神圣的生命，就用 Zoe 这个字。
So when we talk about this godly life, we use the word Zoe.
所以这里是告诉我们说，操练敬虔啊，有生命的应许。
Exercising godliness, there is the promise of life.
意思就是说，不单是你肉身的生命啊有益处。
In other words, not only it will profit your physical life,
它更是叫你属灵的生命，神的生命在你里面有极大的应许。
And there is also this promise of your spiritual life, the life that is inside of you.
这个应许啊，这个生命不但在今生呢，我们要彰显出来。
This promise not only reflected in this life,
甚至于在将来这个生命还要彰显他的荣耀。
And in the life to come, it will still be reflected as well.
换一句话说，这个生命是永远的。
In other words, this life is eternal.
从今天你信主开始，一直到永永远远。
From the day that you believe in the Lord until eternity,
这个应许
this promise,
都要临到操练敬虔人的身上。
And this promise will come to everyone who exercises godliness.
所以你就看见这个操练向神啊，这是何等的重要。
This exercise of godliness is so important.
我们昨天也稍微提了一下。
Yesterday we mentioned a little bit.
我们这个身体呀、啊、是看得见的。
This body we can see it.
但是我们里面的灵，因为不是物质的东西，是肉眼看不见的。
The spirit that's inside of us It because it's not material and therefore cannot be seen with our physical eyes.
虽然我们肉眼看不见,
even though we cannot see it with our physical eyes.
但是我们里面神给我们一个新的灵,
but the Lord has God has given us a new spirit.
并且他的圣灵住在我们里面,
and his Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们哪里呢?
Where is the Holy Spirit dwelling?
不是住在光住在我们身体里面,
it's not just living inside of our physical body.
也不是光住在我们的魂里面,
it's not living in our soul either.
他真正的居所是我们的灵,
his true abode is our spirit.
所以圣灵是住在我们的心灵的里面,
so the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
那记住我们的灵, 这个圣灵要从我们的灵里面一直影响到我们的魂和我们的体。
So the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit and influences our soul and our body.
不是因为我们眼睛看不见就以为说没有这回事。
Not that because we cannot see with our physical eye and therefore we say, oh, it doesn't exist.
看得见的,
all that we can see are temporal.
看不见的是永远的,
that we cannot see are eternal.
所以我们看见呢, 这个灵的重要是远超过我们这个肉身。
The importance of our spirit is way more important than our physical body.
因此我们要注意到灵的操练。
And therefore, we need to pay attention to the exercise of the Spirit.
那什么叫做灵的操练呢?
What does it mean by exercising the Spirit?
因为灵是看不见的,
we cannot see the Spirit.
那我们怎么来操练它呢?
How do we exercise the Spirit?
就是根据灵的功用。
It is according to the function of the Spirit.
我们知道神给我们一个灵,
we know God has given us this Spirit.
叫我们能与神 灵交通,
so that we can have spiritual fellowship with God.
所以在我们这个灵的里面有三个主要的功用。
Therefore, in our spirit, there are three important functions.
我们灵第一个功用乃是良心。
The first function is the conscience.
第二个功用乃是知觉。
The second function is intuition.
第三个功用乃是交通。
The third function is communion.
从神的眼光来看,
from the eyes of God,
我们灵最大的功用是交通。
The greatest function of our spirit is communion.
因为这个与神可以相交。
We can have communion with God.
但是就着我们的经历来讲,
but according to our experience,
最 清楚, 最活跃的是我们的良心。
The most clear and evident of this function is our conscience.
所以今天早晨我们要一同来学习操练良心。
So this morning, let us share a little bit of how to exercise our conscience.
良心啊, 是一个非常奇妙的东西。
Conscience is a very a delicate thing.
神给我们创造我们的时候,
when God created us,
祂不但用泥土来造我们的身体,
not only that he created our body with the dust of the earth,
并且祂自己吹气啊, 直击到我们的鼻孔里面,
but he also breathed his own breath into our nostril.
他是灵, 他也赐给我们一个灵。
Because he is spirit, he also giving us a spirit.
所以神创造人的时候, 人就成了一个有灵的活人。
So therefore, when God created us, we become a soul with a spirit.
魂是人的中心。
Soul is the center of man.
所以你看见圣经里头, 有的时候, 用魂来代表人。
Sometimes we see that in the Bible, we use the word soul to represent man.
比方说,
For instance,
70个魂下到埃及去,
70 souls went down to Egypt.
雅各的家,
the family of Jacob.
70个人,
70 of
他们下到埃及去,
they went down to Egypt.
圣经里不用人的字, 用魂的字,
the Bible did not use the word man, but used the word souls.
因为魂是人的中心,
because the word the soul is the center of man.
它叫你感觉有你自己,
so that you can feel that you exist.
但是最重要的不是魂,
but most important is not the soul.
最重要的是灵,
the important part is our spirit.
因为魂是叫我们知道自己,
our soul allows us to know that we exist.
但是灵叫我们认识神,
but the spirit allows us to know God.
所以在神的安排里面,
in the arrangement of God,
祂要我们人活着是随从灵,
so that we live according to the spirit.
所以神就可以与人有来往,
and that God have communion with man.
你记得亚当在埃及园里的时候,
you know, when Adam was in the Garden of Eden,
神就常常下来与他有一点的交通,
that God always come down and have fellowship and communion with him.
但是,
but
等到人一犯罪之后,
when man sinned,
人的灵就做神来讲, 死掉了,
according to God, the spirit of man died.
我们也可以说是昏迷了,
we can say it's in a coma.
因为这个灵还在,
the spirit is still there,
但是昏迷了,
but it's in a coma.
与神好像断绝了交通了,
and the fellowship with God is terminated.
所以圣经就给我们看见, 到亚当听见神的脚声了, 他就躲起来了,
when the Bible tells us that when Adam hear the footstep of God, he hid himself.
换一句话说,
in other words,
因着他犯罪的缘故啊, 他灵地里面的良心啊, 就控告他了,
because he has sinned, the conscience in his spirit accused him.
所以他躲起来了,
and therefore he hid himself.
所以你就看见说, 人一犯罪, 良心就出事情了,
so when man sinned, there's a problem with man's conscience.
本来人可以与神很自由地来往,
initially man have freedom to have fellowship with God.
但是一犯了罪啊, 他的良心就控告他,
once he sinned, his conscience accused him,
就定罪他,
condemn him,
他就不敢看见神的面,
he's afraid to see the face of God.
他与神中间就有了隔膜了,
and there is separation between him and God.
在属灵的眼光来看, 圣经就称他为死,
spiritually speaking, it is death.
所以所有从亚当生的人,
so everyone that came from Adam,
虽然按着这个器官来说, 里面是有灵的,
according to our functions and elements, we do have a spirit.
我们不是说人为万物之灵吗?
Haven't we said we are spirit of all creation?
大山有体, 没有魂, 也没有灵,
the mountain has a physical form, but it has no spirit and no soul.
狗和猫有身体, 有魂, 没有灵,
cats and dogs, they have a physical body, a soul, but no spirit.
唯有人, 里面有灵,
only man has a spirit inside of us.
所以我们说人为万物之灵嘛,
and therefore we say man is the spirit of all creation.
因为我们有灵啊,
we have a spirit.
但是可惜, 因着犯罪的缘故, 我们这个灵与正当的环境, 就是神,
unfortunately, because we have sinned, the function of our spirit to the proper environment has been terminated.
因着这个缘故, 良心虽然在, 但是这个良心啊, 靠不住,
because of this reason, even though we still have conscience, but it is not dependable.
一个杀人放火的强盗，他能拍拍他的胸膛说，我凡事凭良心做。
A man who set fire and murder, and he will still able to say, I do this according to my conscience.
一个野蛮人，他吃了人，他还能说我是凭良心做。
Uncivilized people, when they eat men, and they still think that they are doing it according to their conscience.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为良心的标准神没有了。
Because the standard of conscience, which is God, it disappeared.
所以今天人的良心啊，用什么来做标准呢？
So today's conscience, what is the standard?
风俗、习惯，这些的东西就变了我们良心的标准。
Cultures and habits become the standard of our conscience.
而如果今天叫你去吃人的话，你良心平安不平安呢？
If we ask you to eat another person today, will you feel a good conscience?
但是在经过里头的野人，他吃了人，他觉得非常得意了。
But those uncivilized people in the jungle, when they eat people, they still feel that it's good.
所以你就看见说，我们今天普通一般人来说，良心还在，但是靠不住。
But normally speaking, we still have a conscience, but it's not dependable.
等到人快要死的时候，他良心就发现。
When people is about to die, then their conscience become clear.
平常一直在睡觉。
Normally it is asleep.
但是他知道现在紧要关头来了，他的良心啊就开始说话了。
Now he coming to a critical point, his conscience is speaking to him.
我记得我在中学念书的时候
，When I remember when I was studying in high school,
我有一个同班的同学
，I have a classmate.
他的父亲是一个传道
，His father is a minister.
但是他没有真正的相信主
，But he himself doesn't believe in the Lord.
等到他生病快要死的时候
When he was really sick and he's about to die
他就告诉他的父亲他说何安啊何安啊
And then he will tell his father It's dark, it's dark
后来把福音好好的传给他
And then we share the gospel clearly to him again
感谢主
We thank God
他平平安安到主那里去
And he went to the Lord peacefully.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见今天世界上人说他靠良心做人都是靠不住的
So brothers and sisters, people of the world, they all claim that they act according to their conscience, but it's not dependable.
感谢主
We thank God.
当我们信主的时候
When we believe the Lord,
圣经怎么说
What did the Bible say?
我们在希伯来书第十章里头二十一节告诉我们说
Hebrews 10:21 says that
他说我们心中的天良被洗干净了
And he says our conscience has been washed with pure water
The conscience of our heart has been purified
Conscience of our heart has been purified
本来我们心里头的那一个良心啊，控告我们。
The conscience of our heart initially accuses us.
定罪我们。
To condemn us.
现在，因着主耶稣的宝血，把我们天亮里头的亏欠，统统洗干净。
Because the blood of the Lord has washed away all the sin and iniquities of our conscience.
这个清洁的良心啊，现在与以神为他的标准。
And this clean conscience now have God as his standard.
所以我们信主的人，我们的良心啊，已经洗干净了。
So for all of us that have believed the Lord, our conscience has been washed with pure water.
所以我们可以称我们的神为阿爸父。
And we can call our God as our Heavenly Father.
而我们可以与神有来往。
We can have communion with God.
并且神自己就成为我们良心的标准。
And God himself becomes the standard of our conscience.
因此, 我们才能过基督徒的生活。
And therefore, we can live the life of a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们信主的人, 不能忽略我们的良心。
So, we believers of the Lord, we cannot not pay attention to our conscience.
过去, 没有信主的时候,
in the past, we haven't believed the Lord.
我们依靠我们的良心,
we rely on our conscience.
意味着我们只要凭良心做, 就没有问题了,
thinking that we can do according to our conscience and it will be no problem.
没有想到我们这个良心是靠不住的,
and we never thought that our conscience is not reliable.
所以没有办法去见神的面,
and we cannot see the face of God.
但是感谢赞美主,
but we thank and praise God.
我们今天的良心呢, 已经被洗干净了。
Today, our conscience has been washed clean.
并且神自己要来做我们的标准。
And God himself becomes our standard.
所以我们的标准呢, 良心的标准呢, 与世界上人的标准不是一样的。
And therefore, the standard of our conscience is different than the standard of the conscience of the world.
我们信主之后, 我们的良心的功用要把它显出来。
So after we believe in the Lord, we need to reflect or reveal the function, the work of the conscience.
不要以为说你从前依靠良心, 良心靠不住, 所以我们信主之后就不管良心了。
Let us not think that in the past before we believe the Lord, our conscience cannot be dependable, and therefore we do not depend on the conscience today either.
不是这样。
No, not that.
我们信主之后, 我们的良心啊, 有它的功用。
After we believe in the Lord, there is still functions to our conscience.
要凭着这个良心的功用, 叫我们能公义, 能活在神的面前。
And through relying on the function of the Spirit, we can have righteousness and we live before the Lord.
所以保罗, 你看他的经历,
so if you study the experience of Paul,
保罗, 他本来是叫扫罗,
Paul was initially called Saul.
他是一个道地的正统的,
he was a typical Jewish person.
并且他小的时候就到耶路撒冷受加马利的教训。
From the days of his youth, he went to Jerusalem to be trained under Gamaliel.
从小遵守犹太教一切的教训。
From the days of his youth, he already observed all the rules and law of the Jewish tradition.
他甚至能夸口说, 按照律法的义来说, 他是无可指责的。
He can boast, according to the righteousness of the law, he is blameless.
但是那个时候, 他在黑暗里头。
But at that time, he was still in darkness.
他受犹太教传统的教训。
He was taught under the tradition of the Jewish tradition.
他以为主耶稣是犹太教的叛徒。
He thought that Jesus Christ is a rebellious person of the Jewish tradition.
所以凡是跟随耶稣的, 他都要逼迫他们。
So he decided to persecute all those people who follow Jesus.
但是到了有一天,
until one day,
当他拿了祭司长的文书啊, 要到外邦的城市大马士去抓基督徒的时候,
he obtained the authority of the high priest to go to Damascus to capture the Christians.
在中午的时候,
in the middle of the day,
有一个光从天上照在他身上, 比中午日头的光还要亮。
There is a light from heaven shine on him brighter than the noon sun.
他被这个光击杀到地上。
He was stricken by this great light.
他听见有一个声音,
and he heard this noise.
从天上来说,
a voice from heaven.
扫罗扫罗,
Saul, Saul,
你为什么逼迫我?
Why do you persecute me?
你用脚去刺是难的。
You kick a cord, kick against the God is not good.
这个声音不是一个愤怒的声音。
This is not a voice of anger.
这个声音是满了同情，满了爱。
This voice is full of mercy and full of love.
少罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, why do you persecute me?
你这样做像用脚踢刺一样。
What you are doing is like kicking the gourd.
你要受伤了。
You will be hurt.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
年轻的人恐怕不知道。
Young people may not understand this.
年纪比较长一点的人都知道。
The older brothers and sisters may know.
从前没有 tractor.
We don't have. We didn't have tractors at the day.
所以耕田的时候啊，你要用一个牛啊，用一个马来耕田啊。When
you plow the land, you use a horse or a cattle.
那么你把这个牛啊放在个犁头的底下。So
you put this cattle or a horse on the land.
在一个 yoke 这个
under the yoke.
哎，然后去耕田嘛。And
then it will plow the land.
但是这个马或者这个牛啊，有野心嘛
？But this cattle or horse is wild.
所以他要照自己的意思去做嘛
？He will only do according to his own will.
这样的话，你要耕田的就更不值了嘛
？And then if that's the case, then you cannot plow the land properly.
所以这个农夫啊，他一个手负着犁啊，一个手他拿了一个东西叫做 gourd 刺。
So this farmer, on one hand, he will hold on to the plow, on the yoke. On the other hand, he has this instrument called the gourd.
这个刺啊是前面尖的。
This gourd is pointed in the front.
所以当这个牛啊，要偏的时候啊。
So when the cattle want to sway away,
要照他自己意思,
to do, yeah, according to his own will,
这个。 农夫啊，就用这个刺在他脚上碰一下。So
the farmer will use this scope to pierce his foot.
Touch
his foot. Yeah.
他不要 pierce， 把他弄伤了。Touch
his foot a little bit.
但是这个牛啊不懂啊。But
this cattle he doesn't understand.
当这个农夫啊把这个刺去碰他的时候啊，他就踢了。So
when the farmer uses this scope to touch him. He wants to kick against it.
那一踢就受伤了嘛。
When he kicks against it, he will get hurt.
那么伤了几次啊，就学乖了。
And after he got hurt a few times, then he learned the lesson.
所以神主对扫罗说，这就是你呀。So
the Lord is telling Saul, this is you.
每一个人来到世界，都是神有他的旨意。
Every person that comes to this world has God's will.
要我们来做他的仆人。
We are his servants.
来做他的工作。
We are to do his work.
但是我们以为我们自己就是主人。
But we thought that we are the master.
要照我们自己的意思做。
We want to do it according to our way.
所以神常常安排环境来磨我们的良心啊。
So God always uses our environment to touch our conscience.
虽然我们的良心啊，不够敏锐。Even
though our conscience is not sharp enough.
但是这个东西还在那里呀。But
it is still there.
所以神常常用环境啊来碰我们的良心啊。So
God always uses our environment to touch our conscience.
叫我们能悔改啊。So
that we will repent.
但是我们不听啊。But
we will not listen.
我们就踢刺了。We
will kick against it.
那么多受伤一点。 就做怪一点了。But
the more we got hurt, then we will be more obedient.
这是扫罗。This
is Saul.
这也是我们。And
this is also us.
当斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候。When
Stephen was stoned to death.
扫罗在那里看衣服。Paul
was keeping the clothes of those people.
斯蒂凡连 像天使一样,
the face of Stephen is like the face of the angels.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heaven open.
主耶稣站在神的宝座的旁边。
The Lord Jesus standing beside the throne of God.
欢迎他。
Welcoming him.
他死的时候,
when he died,
他祷告,
he prayed,
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
你像扫罗，他的良心都被摸着吗？
Don't you think that the conscience of Saul wasn't touched?
他是一个有道德的人。
He is a righteous person.
他看见这种光景，他良心一定是被摸着的。
When he saw all this, his conscience must be touched.
在圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible say?
他变本加厉的逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted the Christian even more severely.
为什么？
Why is it so?
要抹杀他的良心。
To calm his conscience.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise and thank God.
神知道他的心。
God knows his heart.
他是无知。
He's ignorant.
所以神的恩典临到他的身上。
The grace of God come upon him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们怎么能得救呢？
How can we be saved?
圣经不是说吗？
Isn't the Bible?
一个人出去撒种，
Someone go and sow the seed.
这个种就撒在人的心上，
The seed sow in the soil of people's heart.
这个就是良心了。
And this is the conscience.
因为在旧约的里面没有良心这个字的。
Because in the Old Testament there isn't this word conscience.
在旧约里面只有心这个字的。
In the Old Testament there is the word heart.
你记得大卫把扫罗衣服的边边上割下一部分。
You remember the story about how David cut off a little bit of the clothes of Saul.
他的心就责备他。
His heart condemns him.
这是良心。
And that is the conscience.
因为心里面有一部分是良心。
Because in the heart there is a part of the.
但是到了新约的时候，
But in the New Testament,
就有良心 conscience 这个字。
The word conscience appears.
但是你看约翰一书第三章啊，还是用心这个字。
But First John chapter 3 is still use the word heart.
他说，如果你的心不责备你的话，你就在神面前无愧。
If your heart doesn't condemn you, therefore you will have a pure conscience before God.
并且你的祷告要蒙神悦纳。
And your prayer will be in God's favor.
所以这个表明说，在我们心的上面呢，有一个重要的部分呢，就是良心。
Therefore, we can see that there's a part in our heart which is important, which is called the conscience.
那我们信主之后，
After we believe the Lord,
我们凡事要照着良心去做。
And we should do everything according to our conscience.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
是意识凭着我们自己的思想来做标准吗？
Are we doing things according to our mind?
不是。
No.
神是我们的标准。
God is our standard.
所以圣灵就在我们人的良心的上面他说话。
The Holy Spirit will speak to our conscience.
那么他在那里对我们良心说话的时候，我们就知道什么是是，什么是非。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to our conscience, therefore we know what is right and what is wrong.
我们不知道什么是是，什么是非。
We do not know what is right and what is wrong.
什么是定罪，神所定罪的，什么是神所称义的。
We don't know what God condemns and what God calls righteousness.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是圣灵照着神所知道的，他要来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit, according to what he heard from God, he will teach us.
所以他会摸我们的良心，叫我们良心里头有正当的感觉。
He will touch our heart so that we will understand what is right.
那这样我们可以活在神面前。
And therefore, we can live before God.
所以良心的功用呢，与公义发生直接的关系。
So the function of our conscience has a direct relationship with righteousness.
我们怎么能在神面前有公义？
How can we have righteousness before God?
你记得在约翰一书这个第二章 这个罪幕后，他说神是义的，所以凡行义的都是属于神。
And at the end of chapter 2 of 1 John, it says that God is righteous, and whoever does righteousness belongs to God.
那我们怎么能行义呢？
How can we do righteousness?
我们什么知道是义，什么是不义的呢？
How do we know what is right and what is wrong?
这个标准在哪里呢？
Where is the standard?
那你说是良心？
You said it's a conscience.
是。
Yes.
不过良心啊，不过是接受神的指导。
The conscience only receives the instruction from God.
所以我们说，我们基督徒的良心是神的声音。
So therefore we said the conscience of a Christian is the voice of God.
神的声音啊，在我们良心里头来接受。
The voice of God is received by our conscience.
或者他要定罪我们。
Sometimes he will condemn us.
或者他要称义我们。
Other time he will cause righteous.
Accuse or excuse.
Or excuse, yeah.
这个就是良心的功用了。
And that is the function of our conscience.
所以你知道一个基督徒，这良心是非常重要的。
And therefore we know that the conscience is very important.
如果保罗说，
So Paul says,
我们今天要凭着信心和无愧的良心行事。
Today we act according to our faith and our clean conscience.
有的人失落的良心啊，就像一个船破了一样。
Some people they lost their faith is like shipwreck.
我们像一个船呢、啊，在这个海洋里头走啊。
So we know that a boat was a ship is going back and forth in the ocean.
这个世界就像个狂洋一样。
The world is like this ocean.
那我们像一条船呢、啊，在这个世界里头走。
So we are like the ship sailing in this ocean.
我们凭着两件事来走。
We walk according to two things.
我们凭着信心，就信靠我们的主。
According to faith, we have faith in the Lord.
我们也凭着一个无愧的良心。
Also, according to a clean conscience.
如果一个基督徒失去了无愧的良心，
If a Christian lost his clean conscience,
就像船破了一样，
It's just a shipwreck.
你就看见我们基督徒的良心是多重要的。
And you can see how important is our clean conscience.
我们需要在神面前保守一个清洁无愧的良心。
We need to keep a clean and blameless conscience.
那因着这个缘故，我们的良心需要操练了。
For this reason, we need to exercise this conscience.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
从你信主到现在，
From the day you believe in the Lord until today,
你回头去看，
Let's think back.
你的良心啊，有没有操练过？
Have you ever exercised your conscience?
圣灵有没有在你良心里头说过话？
Has the Holy Spirit spoken in your conscience?
我相信都有。
I believe they are.
问题呢是说你怎样合作。
The problem is how you react.
你与圣灵合作呢，或者你在里头反抗？
Are you cooperating with this Holy Spirit, or you rebel against it?
如果你反抗不合作的话，
If you rebel against it and not cooperate with it,
你属灵的生命就受影响。
And your spiritual life will be affected by it.
如果你合作的话，
But if you cooperate,
你属灵的生命就会长大。
And your spiritual life will grow.
所以你就看见说这是非常重要的。
And you can see it's very important.
那为着这个缘故，
For this reason,
圣经里有很多的教训。
The Bible has lots of teachings.
教训我们要在神面前，在人面前要保守一个无愧的良心。
So before God and before man, we should keep a clean and blameless conscience.
所以你看保罗呢？
So you can see Paul.
当他在耶路撒冷被公会审判的时候
，When he was in Jerusalem and was tried by the Jewish council，
在使徒行传二十三章里头
，Acts chapter 23，
他说我在神面前，在人面前都凭着一个无愧的良心。
Before God and before man， I have a clean conscience。
这是他的见证。
This is his testimony。
所以今天我们做基督徒的人也必须有这样的见证。
So for us, we Christians, we should also have the same testimony。
否则，我们与世界上人有什么不同呢
？Otherwise, we are no different than the people of the world。
所以，我们要操练我们的良心。
And therefore, we need to exercise our conscience。
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God。
圣灵在我们里面是昼夜不息的，在那里教导我们。
The Holy Spirit teaches us day and night。
主在天上。
The Lord is in heaven。
昼夜不息的替我们祷告。
Praying for us day and night。
圣灵在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit inside of us
就不断的就把主的心意来告诉我们
and continuously tell us the will of the Lord
他来带领我们进入一个无愧的良心
He will lead us into a clean conscience
一个清洁的良心
A clean and blameless conscience
好叫我们在神面前在人面前都能站得起来
So that we can stand before God and before man.
叫神得着荣耀。
And God will be glorified.
所以这个我们需要操练。
So we have to exercise this.
那我想我们个人的经历都不同。
Everyone's experience is different.
因为神对待我们每一个人是照着我们个人的情形。
God worked in us according to our different situation.
但是有一些事情，你在圣经里头，你能找出来，这个圣灵怎样在我们良心的里面工作。
But there are certain circumstances in the Bible that we can examine the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是在我举例之前，有一件事我是要讲的。
But before we raise these examples, I want to clarify this.
圣灵在我们良心里头说话是怎么说话的？
How does the Holy Spirit speak in our conscience?
你是不是听见人说神从来没有对我讲过话？
Have you ever heard others say, God has never spoken to me?
神怎么对我讲话呢？
How does God speak to me?
是不是我的耳朵听见一个声音了？
Does my ears hear voice?
某某人，某某人，你为什么逼迫我？
So and so, why do you persecute me?
我没有听见过。
I've never heard that.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
No, brother and sister.
圣灵是在我们的灵里面的。
The Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
所以他说话是对我们的灵的良心说话。
So he speaks to the conscience of our spirit.
当他说话的时候。
When he speaks.
好像一个很微小的声音。
It's like a small voice.
你记得以利亚的故事吗
？You remember the story of Elijah？
在列王记上啊，十九章里面。
First Kings 19。
他兴奋，要把全国带回到神那里来。
He was very courageous to bring the whole nation back to God.
但是结果呢，耶洗别恐吓他。
But as a result, Jezebel worked against him.
他就逃走了。
So he fled.
他说我还没有超过我们的祖宗啊。
I've never done anything greater than my ancestors.
我为什么大发热心呢
？Why should I be so fervent to my?
但是神没有支持我。
God never supported me.
所以他逃走了。
So he fled.
一逃就逃到西南山了。
He fled to Mount Sinai.
他在那里忽然山崩了，这个风大风吹过。
There was a great wind blowing.
神不在那里。
God wasn't there.
然后就地震了。
And then there was a great earthquake.
神也不在那里。
God wasn't there either.
然后是大火了。
and there was quick fire.
神也不在那里,
God wasn't there either.
然后有一个很微小的声音,
and there was this small voice.
以利亚,你在这里做什么?
Elijah, what are you doing here?
弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
神的灵在我们良心里说话的时候, 是一个微小的声音。
When the Holy Spirit speaks in our conscience, it's a small voice.
今天许多人听不见, 因为外面的声音太闹了。
Because many people cannot hear because there's too much noise on the outside.
你东听西听, 就听不见里面了。
You hear this and that, you cannot hear what's inside.
我们需要安静在神面前, 这样才能听见。 一个微小的声音,
we need to quiet before God, and therefore we can hear this small voice.
圣灵在那里说话的时候, 很清楚的,
when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's very clear.
他不会模模糊糊的在那里, 乱七八糟的讲,
it's not mumbo jumbo, it's very clear.
他不是控告的,
it's not accusing.
他是在那里劝告,
he is encouraging us.
他在那里提醒你,
He's reminding us.
并且总是非常正确的, definite.
Very definite.
不是一下子好像大风吹来了,
it's not like a freak wind coming.
把你吹倒,
so that you will be blown down.
不是一下子地震了,
it's not like a great earthquake.
大火了,
or great fire.
恐吓你了,
frighten you.
没有这件事,
no, not this.
圣灵在我们里面是像一个鸽子一样,
the Holy Spirit is like a dove in us.
但是撒旦控告你就是那样的,
but Satan accuses you is like
that. 他控告你的时候就像倒山带水一样的,
when Satan wants to accuse you, it's like the mountain falling on you.
并且都是糊里糊涂的,
and it's all unclear.
一下子把你这个人头昏脑胀,
and confuse you.
叫你里面不安,
and so that you will be feeling uncomfortable.
不知道该怎么做,
not knowing what to do.
你即使认罪认罪, 越认罪越坏,
and the more you confess, the more you feel worse.
因为都是假的,
because it's all false.
弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
弟兄们胜过撒旦是些羔羊的血。
The brothers overcome him because of the blood of the Lamb.
所以如果撒旦来控告我们的时候,
when Satan accuses us,
他也在我们良心上做工,
he was working our conscience.
他要控告你,
he will accuse you.
但是你要宣告主耶稣的宝血,
you will declare the blood of the Lamb.
这样他就退去,
this way he will just depart from you.
你越是认罪越坏,
the more you confess, it is worse.
因为他的目的就是搅扰你,
his goal is to confuse you.
圣灵不懂的,
but it's not the Spirit.
所以我们需要能分辨这个东西,
we need to be able to discern the Holy Spirit.
我们需要有一个敏锐的良心, 但是不应当有一个软弱的良心。
We need to have a sharp conscience, but not a weak conscience.
那你如果知道这个了,
so if you know this,
那我们现在可以举一些例了,
then we can read some examples.
因为我的目的不是讲道啊,
I'm not sharing a sermon to you.
我是盼望与弟兄姊妹交通交通了。
I just want to share a little bit what is my heart.
我们信主的时候,
when we believe in the Lord,
我们所有的罪他都赦免了,
all our sins have been forgiven.
撒旦要把你从前的罪都拉出来控告你,
Satan will raise all the sins and to accuse you.
你要宣告主的宝血,
you need to declare the blood.
因为在主的宝血里都是干净的,
in the blood of God, in the blood of the Lamb is all clean.
但是很稀奇,
but surprisingly,
有的时候圣灵会提醒你从前的事情,
sometimes the Holy Spirit will remind you of things in the past.
从前的事不是已经都过去了吗?
Isn't all this in the past?
那为什么有的时候他会把你从前的事提出来呢?
But how come sometimes he bring up something that is past?
在这里我要警告你们。
So I need to warn you.
因为在基督教里头有一个运动。
Because in Christianity there is this movement.
他要神的儿女自己去想想想，把他过去一生所做错的事情通通把他拉出来。
And they want Christians to think hard and deep to recall all the things that you did wrong in the past.
垃圾里头啊，这个垃圾桶里头啊，通通要把它再拉出来。
All this garbage you need to drag them out.
那么一一认罪。
And you have to confess each and every.
那这样你就好了。
And then you will be okay.
不是合乎圣经的。
No, this is not biblical.
主耶稣的宝血已经洗净了。
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ already washed this away.
往事已过，现在一切都变成新的了。
All the past has gone away, is it now new?
但是为什么有的时候圣灵会提醒我们？
But how come sometimes the Holy Spirit will remind us?
你没有信主的时候，
Before you become a Christian,
你欠了人的钱，你没有还。
You owe someone some money and you haven't paid him back.
不公义。
It's not righteous.
你要去赔偿。
You have to pay.
有没有这样的事？
Have you had this experience?
你没有信主的时候，
Before,
你得罪了人，你没有赔罪。
Before you become a Christian, you offend someone and you have not say sorry.
你的见证在哪里？
Where's your testimony?
你说你信主了。
You said you are a Christian now.
在你得罪的人的心里面，你这个人是假的。
So in the people that you have offended, they think you are a hypocrite.
是不是？
Is it true?
所以圣经里头有赔罪、有赔偿的教训。
So in the Bible, there's the teaching of confession as well as repaying.
比方说旧约里头有说罪记，也有说千记。
In the Old Testament, there's the sin offering and there's the trespass offering.
说千记。一面是得罪神，一面是亏欠人。
Trespass offering on one hand is you offend God, on the other hand you also
你得罪神的羔羊的宝血洗净。
When you offend God, the blood of the lamb washes you clean.
你得罪人的赔偿。
When you offend people, you have to repent and say sorry.
加上五分之一。
And you repay five times.
加上五分之一。
One fifth. You add one fifth.
利息。
This is the interest.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
你在祷告的时候。
When you pray.
你想起你的弟兄向你还愿。
And you remember that your brother has wronged you.
因为你得罪了他。
Because you have offended him.
把你的礼物放下。
You put down your offering first.
先去向他和好。
And go and reconcile with him first.
然后你的礼物神且接受。
And then God will accept your offering.
这都是公义的问题。
And this is all matters of righteousness.
这都是见证的问题。
And this is all matters of testimony.
神的灵用这些东西叫你保持一个无愧的良心。
God used this so that you have a clean conscience.
你他生弟兄怎么会信主的？
How does our brother Watchman Nee believe in the Lord?
他家庭本来是基督徒家庭。
His family was a Christian family.
都是表面的。
But only on the outside.
等他母亲得救了。
When his mother was saved.
他母亲得救了之后很热心。
His mother was very fervent in the Lord.
他要开始在家里呀、有家庭礼拜。
He wanted to have.Meetings in his home, in her home.
所以当他第一次把他的儿女召集在一起要做家庭礼拜的时候。
So when she brought all her children together to have a family worship,
他跑到钢琴的面前呢，预备要弹诗歌了。
And she went to the piano and was trying to play hymn.
圣灵对他良心说话。
The Holy Spirit spoke to her.
说你要向你的儿子认罪。
You need to repent to your son.
为什么？
Why?
因为在你家，他前面的是两个女的。
Because in the family of the Lee, there is two elderly sister.
那么这个男孩子啊
，and this son，
常常会做错事情的。
And the sons always do things wrong。
家里有一个很宝贵的一个花瓶啊，有一天打碎了。
One day there was this precious vase broken。
那么你伯母就认为说，一定是他的儿子做的。
So Sister Lee thought that it must be this son who broke it.
就把他打了一顿。
And she beat her up, beat him up.
从那个时候起，尼特森弟兄就恨他的母亲。
From that day on, Brother Lee hated his mom.
所以当尼伯母要开始弹琴的时候，圣灵就说：“你起来，对你的儿子认罪。”
So when our sister was about to play the piano.And the Holy Spirit spoke to her, you must repent this before your son.
在中国没有这样的事情。
In China, it never happened.
父母总归是对的。
The parents are always right.
不对也是对。
Even they are not right, they are still right.
哪里有父母向儿女认罪的事情？
There's never a parent repenting or confessing before the son.
但是圣灵在他的里面不放。
The Holy Spirit will not let her off.
感谢主。
We praise God.
她站起来。
She stood up.
跑到她儿子那里。
She walked to his
抱住他。
Embrace him.
她说你赦免我。
And she said, Son, forgive me.
这个摸着你弟兄的心。
And this really touched Brother Lee's heart.
所以等到宇智度小姐讲道的时候
When Sister Yu was speaking,
因为她带领你师母得救的
she brought Sister Lee to the Lord.
你弟兄就说
and Brother Lee,
谁能改变我的母亲呢？值得一听。
Whoever changed my mother, I have to listen to her.
送他去。
So he went.
圣灵就做工。
And the Holy Spirit worked.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers sisters,
这是为做见证的缘故。
For the Matter of testimony.
不是说他这样做一个什么功德没有。
It is not what she did.
乃是为着主的见证。
It is for the testimony of the Lord.
要保持一个无愧的良心。
To keep a clean conscience.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
过去我年轻的时候。
In the past when I was young.
我们信了主之后。
After we receive the law,
不知道写了多少的信向人赔罪。
We have written so many letters confessing our wrongs.
但是今天好像看不见。
Today we don't see them very often.
Evan Roberts 说过一句话。
Harry Roberts said something like this.
他是1904-1905在威尔士。大复兴的主所用的仆人。
1904-1905 in Wales, he was a greatly used servant of God.
他说过一句话。
And he said this.
他碰到人就问。
When he met someone, he would ask.
你最后一次向人赔罪是什么时候？
When was the last time you confessed your wrongdoing?
他用这个来测量基督徒的情形。
And he uses to measure the condition of a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们的良心在我们信主之后就应当开始操练。
Our conscience, from the day that we believe in the Lord, our conscience should be exercised.
不要等了3年、5年之后才来做。
Let's not wait 3-5 years before we exercise it.
那个时候来做，比你刚得救的时候做要难60倍。
And if you wait that long, it is more, 10 times more difficult.
所以我们得救要得救得清楚。
When we are saved, we need to be clear.
要得救得完全。
We need to be complete.
这样我们能在神面前，在人面前站得住。
And that we can stand before man and before God.
圣灵在我们里面做工。
When the Holy Spirit work in us.
有许多老的习惯，圣灵会来磨我们。
There are many old habits that the Holy Spirit will touch us.
我做一个见证。
Let me give you an example.
我虽然是牧师的儿子,
even though I am a child of a church minister,
我喜欢看电影,
but I like to watch movies.
报纸以来, 第一个page就是什么电影?
When the newspaper comes, the first page that I read is what movies are.
礼拜天不敢看电影。
Sunday, I dare not go to the movies.
礼拜六。
But Saturday,
但是那个时候我还有好多机会看电影。
I have lots of opportunities to watch movies.
因为我有同学开电影馆的。
Because I have classmates that own theaters.
不需要钱的。
I can go in free.
那个时候啊, 2毛钱就可以去看电影了。
In those days, 20 cents you can go watch a movie.
所以我常常看电影。
So I watch movies all the time.
但我得救了。
But when I was saved,
我还是看。
I still go to watch movies.
但是看的时候啊, 心里总归有一点不自然。
But when I was watching the movies, I feel uncomfortable.
好，我对主说。
So I tell the Lord,
坏的电影不看了。
Okay, I won't watch the bad movies.
宗教电影可以看。
I can watch the religious movies.
所以我就拣选了。
So I will be choosing.
如果是宗教的电影, 我觉得可以去看了。
So if a religious movie, I will go.
其他的不要去看了。
Okay, the rest, okay, I'll give up.
心里还是不平安。
But my heart is still not feeling good.
所以我说主啊,
so I said, Lord,
那我就试看不看吧。
Okay, I try not to watch them.
我不敢告诉人啊。
But I wouldn't tell other people.
因为我怕,
but I'm afraid.
他会败了。
好, I
will fail. 过了几个月,
after a few months,
很得意, 几个月没有看电影。
I haven't watched a movie in the last few months.
可惜, 一个宗教电影来了。
But unfortunately, a religious movie came.
并且这个很好的戏院里头做。
In a very good theater as well.
人就把票子送来了。
So someone give me tickets.
哎呀,我真是挣扎。
I'm struggling.
这个好机会啊。
It's a good chance.
怎么不去看呢?
How can I?
宗教电影吗?
Religious movie?
有什么错呢?
What's wrong?
硬着头皮去。
So I will go.
我能向弟兄姊妹做见证。
I can testify to brothers and sisters.
那两个重点呢?
For those 2 hours,
眼睛还在看呢。
My eyes are watching.
里面在打仗啊。
But my heart is fighting a battle.
巴不得电影干完了，完了我就跑了。
I wish the movie will just finish right now.
但是我又不肯跑。
But I dare not.
一定要看到底。
I want to see to the end.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那一天出来，不再进去。
From that day on, after I came out, I never went to see a movie again.
老习惯,
old habits.
主会摸着我们的,
the Lord will touch us.
是不是呢?
Isn't it so?
你也许有其他的习惯,
you may have other habits.
不像我一样,
not like me.
但是圣灵知道怎样来操练你的良心。
The Holy Spirit knows how to exercise your conscience.
我知道有的姊妹信主之后，主在她的衣服上光照她。I
know some sisters, after they believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit enlightened them about their clothing.
我也知道有的人信主之后，他与人的关系上、友谊上。
And I know other people who has the Holy Spirit shine on him about his relationship with others.
所以我们信主的人信了主之后，我们就换了一批朋友了。So
after we believe in the Lord, we have a new group of friends.
不是说我们信主之后，从前老朋友通通甩掉。
It's not that after we believe in the Lord and we will cast away all our old friends.
但是我们的友谊不能增长。
Our friendship cannot grow.
因为信与不信的不能同福音合。
Because the believer and the non-believer cannot yoke together.
所以常常信主的人就换了一批朋友。
Very often the Christians will have a new group of friends.
也许 在我们的情感方面，神也要做工。
Sometimes God will change our feelings and our emotions.
我又要讲一点你弟兄的故事了。
Let me tell you a little bit about our brother Lee.
他信主之后
，After he believed in the Lord，
他是17岁信主的。
He was a Christian at age 17.
信主时候很爱主。
He loved the Lord very much.
他就已经开始讲道了。
And then he was already giving messages already.
他与一个小姐非常好。
And he was very good with another young lady.
倪家和张家他们都是世交。
The Lee family and the Chang family know each other for generations.
他们一同长大。
And they grew up together.
是倪弟兄。对 charity， 他们从小就非常要好的。
So Brother Lee was very good. Brother Lee and Charity was very good friends.
他们好像长大了之后就预备成家的。
As if they are going to be married when they grow up.
但是你弟兄信主了。
Brother Lee believed in the Lord.
他信主之后就对 charity 传福音。
After he believed in the Lord, he wanted to share the gospel with charity.
但是 charity 不信。
But charity doesn't believe in the Lord.
你别的话可以讲，讲信主的话绝对拒绝。
We can talk about anything but Christianity.
有一天，你弟兄要去讲道。
One day, Ronnie was about to go to a meeting to share.
好像神要他讲诗篇73篇。
It seems like the Lord wants him to share on Psalm 73, verse 25.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我有无所爱过。
Other than yourself, who do I have in heaven, and who do I have on this earth?
圣灵就光照他。
And the Holy Spirit enlightened him.
你在地上。除我之外，还有爱我。
On this earth, other than me, you still have someone you love.
他与神讲价钱。
And then he was debating.
神啊
，Lord，
你如果让我继续爱他
，If you allow me to continue to love him, love her，
你要差我到哪里去，我都愿意去。
I will go wherever you will send me.
但是神从来不与人讲理的。
But God never debate with man.
因为他是神嘛。
Because he's God.
过不去。
He couldn't go through.
他在神面前挣扎。
He was fighting him.
到了最后。
At the end.
他说神啊。
He said, Oh Lord.
如果你的旨意，我愿意放弃。
If it's your will, I'm willing to.Put it off.
他就换了一件旧的衣服。
And he changed into old clothing.
拿一桶的浆糊。
And a pail of glue.
然后拿一件福音的这个标志。
And some gospel tracts.
跑到街上去。
And go to the street.
涂在墙上。
And to put them on the walls.
他又写了一首的诗。
And he wrote a hymn.
这是今天，这个我们今天还唱这一首的诗。
Today we are still singing that hymn.
他与世界就断绝了。
And he will give up the world.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
圣灵在我们的良心里面有没有做这样的工作？
Has the Holy Spirit ever worked in such a way in our conscience?
他有没有带领我们操练
？Has he ever led us to exercise our conscience?
叫我们在神在人面前有一个无愧的良心
，and that we have a clean conscience before man and before God.
我有许许多多的故事可以告诉弟兄姊妹。
I have many stories that I can share with you.
但是没有时间。
Our time is running out.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这不是一个道理。
This is not a doctrine.
这是一个操练。
It's an exercise.
如果我们没有这样的操练，
If we do not have this exercise,
我们没有属灵的生活。
And we will not have a spiritual living.
如果我们在圣灵的底下，
If we live under the Holy Spirit,
学习顺从圣灵，
To learn to obey the Holy Spirit,
我们属灵的圣量就要长高。
Our stature of the Spirit will grow.
这是真正的基督徒的生活。
And this is a true Christian living.
所以求主他的灵在我们每一个里面做这洁净的工作。
May the Holy Spirit truly do the work of cleaning in us.
命令的总结是爱。
The conclusion of all the commandment is love.
这个爱从哪里来的？
And where does this love come from?
这个爱是从个无愧的良心，无畏的信心，清洁的心里头出来的。
And this love comes from a clean conscience, a faith, and a pure heart.
如果我们没有一个清洁的良心，无愧的良心，
If we do not have such a pure conscience,
我们不能被神的爱所充满。
We cannot be filled with the love of God.
愿主恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.